Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, McTighe, M-C, capital T-I-G-H-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. McTighe as described in the reports cited above. You have provided me with additional medical records to review, most of which were previously available, and slash or predated my most recent exam. The minimal reports that postdated it include an evaluation on 3/4/19 by Dr. DiVernera relative to her right knee. In addition to the subject event, he was able to find x-rays of the right knee dated 7/16/07. When x-rays were done, the chief complaint was listed as bilateral knee pain. This was before the subject event of 2010. He also found x-rays of the right knee from 4/16/12 with a history of fall on the right knee with anterior knee pain radiating laterally towards the back of the knee. Pretty was also able to review that x-ray. Pretty demonstrated some early evidence of osteoarthritis. There was some medial joint space narrowing and osteophyte formation. There was also patellofemoral joint space narrowing and osteophyte formation consistent with patellofemoral arthritis. Pretty also reviewed the x-ray from 4/16/12 where the chief complaint was listed as status post-fall. It demonstrated minimal degenerative change. He did not have any current or updated films of the right knee for evaluation. His diagnosis was right knee osteoarthritis, which appeared to be mostly patellofemoral. He found clinically she had evidence of patellofemoral arthritis about the right knee. He could not, within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, attribute her present right knee patellofemoral arthritis to the left knee injury in question. It seems she has had problems with the right knee that date back, at least in the record, to as early as 2007. She has evidence of osteoarthritis in the patellofemoral joint, which appears to be progressive. He does not doubt the fact that she is in need of further treatment for her right knee patellofemoral arthritis. However, could not state that this was causally related to the original work injury involving the left knee. In paragraph additionally, she participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/6/14. It found she performed it with maximum effort and was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. New paragraph. As per the examinee, Ms. Tai is now a 43-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 10/22/10. She sustained a left knee and ankle injury and was seen at Inspira emergency room afterwards. Had further evaluation and treatment, including multiple surgeries. These involved her left knee. Her last treatment was 5 years ago or more. She conveys she did have 4 surgeries on the left knee with land-based therapy and aquatic therapy. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the lower extremities. Notwithstanding Dr. DiVernera's discovery, she also takes Enbrel for arthritis, which is a condition attributable to aging and or genetic predisposition. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. There was healed surgical scarring about the left knee and a longitudinal orientation anteriorly. It appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left knee extension lagged 10 degrees, but flexion was full to 135 degrees without crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. She anticipates receiving Social Security disability in the near future. Period. New paragraph. She complains that her right knee problem was due to compensation for the left. Period. The carrier discussed a total knee arthroplasty. Period. She was unsure of pursuing that course and may decide to settle her case before taking that next step. Period. Impressions. On 10-22-10, Leslie McTighe was injured at work, as marked in my 2017 report. Period. This involved her left knee. Period. She later alleged that she developed problems with the right knee due to compensating for the left. Period. She has had extensive diagnostic testing and treatment with various specialists. Period. Most recently, she saw Dr. DiBernero, who opined about causation of the right knee relative to the original left knee injury in 2010. But he also found reports and films of earlier x-rays involving the right knee in particular that predated the subject event by several years. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Ms. McTighe ambulated without a limp or foot drop and did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. Left knee extension had a lag of 10 degrees. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be the same as those marked in the 2017 report and inserted here. Period. End.